The Marquis de Lafayette will become Citizen Lafayette when President Bush gives his okay. The House and Senate have already agreed that the French aristocrat who helped America become America should now become an honorary American citizen. Historian Harlow Unger is on the line with us from Paris. He's written a book soon to be published called, appropriately enough, Lafayette. Mr. Unger, we always call him just Lafayette. Would you please give us his full name?
Well, he was baptized Monseigneur Marie-Joseph Paul Yves Roche Gilbert Dumotier de Lafayette.
Oh, my goodness. But here we simply called him what?
Our Marquis.
And is it true he was only 20 years old when he came over here and
he
started?
He was actually 19 when he came over. He gave up a life of luxury and privilege. He was in love with liberty, in love with America as a symbol of liberty, and came over to help his hero, George Washington, who virtually adopted him as his son. Washington said he loved him as if he were my own son, and Lafayette all his life called Washington my adoptive father.
And at what point did they have the chance to fight side by side, or didn't it work that way?
It didn't work that way. Washington was truly commander-in-chief, and Lafayette was a major general. He did not get his first command until Gloucester, New Jersey, although he showed his ability as a commander and his heroism as a soldier at Brandywine, just outside Philadelphia, where he was wounded, and where a young Virginia captain named James Monroe tended his wounds the night after the Battle of Brandywine and formed what would be a lifelong friendship.
Huh. He came and went from our shores, Lafayette did, and at one point came back with French troops to pitch in and help the colonists fight against Britain. I suppose the biggest battle was Yorktown.
The French troops didn't help us. They won the war. Lafayette sailed back to France, and in one of the most stunning and paradoxical diplomatic victories in history, he convinced the most despotic monarchy on earth, the French monarchy, to help a bunch of rebels and commoners overthrow a fellow monarch. And at Yorktown, there were 7,500 French troops, plus the French Navy. There were 3,500 American troops. So without Lafayette and without the French, we would never have secured our independence at that time.
And the Battle of Yorktown, of course, where the British commander, Cornwallis, surrendered.
Exactly.
Lafayette has been a citizen in this country in a number of our states.
8 of the 13 states did grant him citizenship, and Connecticut actually granted him and his wife and heirs citizenship. The Confederation of American States, which lasted from independence in 1783 until the Constitution was passed in 1789, granted him citizenship. After the passage of the Constitution and the creation of the United States, all of those previous citizenships were null and void, and it was just oversight that Congress never granted him citizenship.
Thank you very, very much for this.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Biographer Harlow Unger speaking with us about Lafayette, who will become just the 6th person ever to be granted honorary American citizenship, joining Winston Churchill, Mother Teresa, Raoul Wallenberg, and the Penns, William and Hannah. Very nice company.